Good morning. Severe plus emergency level. If you're in Delhi, that is the air quality you've woken up to today. Even that mask will not help you anymore, and no amount of nuclear submarines will deter the onslaught of pollution from land, water, and sea. It is 6th of November 2018, and on to an achievement. As India said on Monday that its first domestically built nuclear-powered submarine had recently completed a deterrence patrol, giving it the capability to fire nuclear weapons from land, air, and sea in the event of any misadventure by enemies. India became the sixth country after US, Russia, UK, France, and China to have a fully operational nuclear triad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while addressing the nation at the inauguration, said that the sub was an open warning to enemies of India and peace and a fitting response to nuclear blackmail. And since we are on blackmail, we move to Sabarimala and the deterrence there to follow the rule of law. And the truth on who is stirring the trouble there has finally been outed. No surprises there. It has been BJP all along. And that's not us saying without facts. In case you missed it, an audio tape has emerged of BJP State President P.S. Sridharan Pillai telling a gathering of the party's youth wing that the violent agitation at the shrine against the entry of women of all age was almost planned by the BJP. Well, in the audio clip, Pillai heard saying, quote, "Everyone followed the agenda we had put forward. One after another, everyone exited the scene after surrendering before us. The agitation in the Malayalam month was almost planned by the BJP," unquote. Pillai is also heard claiming that he had advised the temple's Tantri, the head priest, Kandaru Rajivaru, that locking the shrine's nada or doors to Sanctum Sanctorum would not amount to contempt of court. No amount of submarines can protect the nation from the blackmails and mischief done by its domestic leaders. So while the nation got its nuclear submarine to protect its sovereign territory, Congress had to resort to bouncers. Yep, you heard that right. Apprehensive that ticket distribution might not go down well, with several leaders from across the state, the Congress in Telangana has stationed around 20 bouncers outside its office in Hyderabad to avoid any violent backlash. While disappointment over missing out on a party ticket is to be expected, the Congress anticipates a reaction from hopefuls could be particularly hostile this time around because of its decision to form a grand alliance with the TDP, which is the Telugu Desam Party, CPI, and the Telangana Jan Samiti. While we are on bouncers, seems like India has ducked the Iran oil sanction. Well, at least in this over of the match, essentially between USA and Iran. Hours after sweeping sanctions were reimposed following the US withdrawal from a denuclearization deal, Pompeo said 8 countries would at least temporarily exempt from the ban on buying Iranian oil due to special circumstances, or so as not to disrupt energy markets. The countries with the waivers will be China, India, Italy, Greece, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and Turkey. And with that, we are totally in international waters. And before we head to the latest on the midterm elections in the United States, let's take a detour to Cameroon, where 79 school students were kidnapped on Monday in an English-speaking region of Cameroon where separatists are fighting an armed campaign for independence. The students were abducted along with their principal, a teacher, and the driver. The kidnapping, the gravest incident so far in 13 months of unrest at Cameroon, coincides with an upsurge of political tensions in the majority French-speaking country, where the radicals growing in power resulted in an Anglophone movement that declared the creation of the Republic of Ambazonia in the northwest Cameroon. And on to our next news for the day, and it's about the US midterm elections, where on Monday, Facebook, NBC, and even the president's favorite network, Fox News, announced they would stop broadcasting a 30-second ad paid for by Trump's campaign. The clip, falsely claimed Democrats let into the US an undocumented Mexican immigrant who murdered 2 California sheriff's deputies in 2014. The president last week tweaked the clip, but CNN refused to air it at the weekend, calling it racist. Asked about the ad on Monday, Mr. Trump told a journalist, and we quote, "A lot of things are offensive. Your questions are offensive a lot of times." Oh, the ever so subtle Mr. Donald J. Trump. And it's that time. Well, Diwali time, lots of food. Just be sure you don't enter into an eating competition. It can seriously injure your health. And as a matter of fact, life itself. As a former Argentinian found out, or he would have found out if he had not choked to his death during a televised croissant eating contest in Argentina. The former boxer, his sister, said that people, including the audience, thought he was pulling a prank, but he kept on gesturing to the announcer for the help. By the time a doctor in the audience realized what was going down, or in his case, the croissant, which wasn't going down, it was too late, and by the time he reached the hospital, he was dead. And that is all that we have for you for today. We wish you a very, very happy, prosperous, and a safe Deepavali. Keeping you illuminated with stories from India and the world, we will now be back on 9th of November with a morning news auditorial. Till then, take care and goodbye from takeapart.in.